Reagan had never kept a diary before entering the White House, which was something he and Nancy later regretted. The Sacramento years flew by so quickly, we both wish we had kept diaries, she would tell friends. But the kids were younger then, and we just didn't seem to have time. Reagan made a serious commitment to maintaining one as president, starting with his inauguration on January 20, 1981. Unlike so many new diarists who trail off after the first few weeks, he took his task seriously. And in 8 years, he never neglected a daily entry, except when he was in the hospital. When I first saw the White House diaries at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, I was astounded. Lined up on a research table, all five volumes resemble a handsome half-set of encyclopedias. For a moment, I just looked at them. In physical appearance, the diaries were hardcover books, 8.5 by 11, bound in maroon and brown leather, with the presidential seal embossed on the center of the front and the name Ronald Wilson Reagan in gold lettering at the bottom right. No words appeared on the spines. The inside cover boards all had elegant designs, with intertwined brown autumnal leaves or swirling red, blue, beige paisley or some other exquisite pattern. Within the pages themselves, you see immediately that Reagan had neat, rounded handwriting done in ink that is variously blue or black. It is a welcoming script, easy to read. Crossouts are rare. Economical to the core, Reagan filled every page to the very bottom. Occasionally, he inserted auxiliary material into the diary pages. Comic photographs, a picture of a young child wearing a Reagan straw hat, or newspaper clippings pertaining to U.S. soldiers killed abroad. Reagan was a master of the art of summary. As an orator, he was known to keep notes in shorthand on cards that he kept in his breast pocket. He wrote in the diary in a similar fashion. The very act of composition helped him organize his thoughts, as it had since his boyhood. Over the decades, he wrote his own speeches, radio broadcasts, and newspaper columns. He once claimed that the creative act gave him great clarity. As president, he made the time to write or revise many of his own speeches. He answered his own mail. "You specified that you wanted to hear from me personally," Reagan wrote a citizen from the White House in 1981. "So here I am." He enjoyed reading books of all sorts, if the writing was inspiring. To judge by the liveliness of many diary entries, from the first to the very last, keeping a daily log was for Reagan anything but a chore. Nancy Reagan explains that her husband kept the diaries in his second-floor White House study next to their bedroom. When traveling, he'd bring a volume with him, often writing while on Air Force One. "We just wanted a way to capture the moment and our feelings before we were whisked on to the next day," Nancy explained, "so we could savor it a little more." For several years after their return to California, the Reagans would often sit together in their den after dinner, reading aloud from their diaries and reminiscing about their White House years. "As soon as I started reading the daily entries the president had written, I could almost hear his voice. It was Reagan, circa the 1980s. The familiar, plain-spoken, direct tones were back. It was as if he were talking just to me, and I found that I was fascinated by what he had to say." In these writings, Ronald Reagan's true nature is revealed. His uncomplicated and humble notations are on display in these pages, genuine, thoughtful, and caring. They're an extension of an honest man who loved freedom but hated communism, inflation, and taxes. The Reagan appeal, evident in each volume, helps to explain why he never outlasted his welcome with the American people. They, and millions of others around the world, regarded him as a powerful leader and at the same time, a trusted neighbor. Those who made Reagan a hero in his own lifetime even saw something of themselves reflected in him. A modern American unashamed of the nation's majesty and his own pride in time-honored traditions. It's all here in his own hand, in his own words. From the everyday musings of ordinary thoughts to the detailing of diplomatic summits, Reagan's entries reveal the hidden rhythm of life as a president, a husband, a father, and a friend. Many have referred to Ronald Reagan as larger than life. The national outpouring of grief when he died in 2004 was proof positive that he was no ordinary politician. But now, with the publication of the Reagan diaries, there is even more. An immense presidential legacy is extended.